I want to call to order the 2015, at long last, convention, conference and convention of the California Council of the Blind. Yeah. All right, thank you. I'm Jeff Tom. I'm the president of the organization. I hope you're all having a good time down here in Woodland Hills. Yeah, I am too. I am as well. Let's begin our conference with our invocation from Ross Purdy, pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Burbank. Ross?
Thank you, Mr. Tom. Thank you. Shall we pray? Almighty and loving God, we thank you for your presence among us today.
What an honor it is to come together to celebrate the work, to learn more about the organization, dedicate ourselves more fully to the efforts at hand. We ask that you would give those who attend this conference great insight and wisdom as they plan for future service. Look forward to the work of your Spirit and the exciting opportunities and surprises that lie ahead. We're grateful for those who have organized this gathering, for those who serve to make it possible to host this event this weekend, and for all the attendees who have committed their time and energy to be here. We're grateful for the work of the California Council of the Blind, which leadership, administration, volunteers, and participants each and every day. Now we ask your blessing on this time together throughout the next few days and events. Go before us, Lord, prepare the way for deep fellowship among those who attend this conference, for great purpose to plan and schedule things that pave the way for effective work throughout the coming year, for successful ventures, opportunities to learn, the chances to meet new people and old friends, and for great fun as each person attends. Bless this first general session this weekend. We pray this in your wonderful, your magnificent name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Ross, for being here and for that very nice invocation. Next, for our Pledge of Allegiance, we have one of our own, Ken Metz.
Thank you. Will everyone please rise?
All right, without the microphone first, I want you to know if you face where you hear my voice, you know when we use a microphone, it's deceiving because it comes from a speaker. You have no idea where we're at. But if you face towards me and a little to your left, that's where our fictitious flag is going to be. But we're going to pretend it's there anyway because it's still an important part of our heritage and our country. So with that, put your hand over your heart and please follow after with me. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you remain standing for just a minute, we're going to do something I didn't say to our president, but we're going to sing one verse of God Bless America. All right? I think a lot of you know the song. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, like we fall, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Thank you, Mr. President.
Harry. That was great. Thank you, Ken. That was a very nice touch. Okay, announcements. Peter Pardini, our treasurer, has some announcements.
Thank you, Jeff. My first announcement is that there's still tickets available. There might be one or two for the President's dinner tonight. And for the Guide Dog Users the membership breakfast tomorrow morning. And the Guide Dog Users Luncheon, and our banquet. If you need to, I would encourage you to please purchase your tickets this afternoon because I need to submit the totals to the hotel by around 4 o'clock this afternoon, but I could probably do a little later than that. So please purchase your tickets, and also please encourage your friends to purchase tickets too. My second announcement is that we are selling 2015 Mutt Strut items. We have a tote bag for $2. We have t-shirts for $5. And I think we might have a few doggy bandanas for $1. If you're interested, please check with the registration, the CCB registration table. They'll be happy to help you out. And I'd really like to thank you guys for attending the convention of the California Council of the Blind.
All right, thank you. And I have one more announcement. We have a room change. The CAT committee, Committee on Access and Transportation Business Meeting, has been moved to Apollo. And the president's dinner is in Trillium C. Trillium C. Okay. Yes, we had to. We grew to the point where we needed to expand the president's dinner, and that's always a good thing. So, yeah, that is. All right. Want to introduce a couple of our wonderful guests here at this convention. We are very fortunate to have, and you'll be hearing from her tonight, and hearing from both of them tomorrow night. We have the president of the American Council of the Blind, Kim Charlson, with us. And her husband, who wears many hats, including chair of the Information Access Committee, Brian Charlson. All right.